Our scripture for today can be found in the New Testament book of Luke, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 4. I'm going to be reading from the King James Version, so follow along as I read. Hear these words from the Word of God. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the Word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the applying of this, his holy and most righteous word. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father and our God, if you will, we ask that you might let the very words of my mouth and the very meditations of all of our hearts to be acceptable in thy sight, for you are our strength and you are our redeemer. Let all the people of the Lord say amen. Church, for a few moments today on this Missions and Community Outreach Sunday, I just want to hang these words on the hinges of your mind, a deep water witness, a deep water witness. In our text for today, Jesus is looking for some people to do his work in the world. And some people might have expected that he would go to the synagogue where the elders of the city sat. Others might have expected that he would go to the Sanhedrin where the religious leaders of the community ruled. Others might have thought that maybe he should have gone to the seminary where the scribes and the Pharisees theorize and theologize and philosophize. But no, Jesus is going down by the seaside because he was looking for some fishers of men. And what I've learned, church, what I've learned about Jesus is that when he looks for folk to work for him, and when he looks for folk to serve him, and when he looks for folk to be used by him, he doesn't look at your age, but he does look at your attitude. He doesn't look at your past, but he does look at your potential. He doesn't look at your pedigree, but he does look at your availability. He doesn't look at your refinement, but he does look at your commitment. He doesn't look at your education, but he does look at whether or not you're educable. So here is Jesus down by the seaside looking for some folk to do his work in the world. And here's Jesus down by the seaside looking for some people to become fishers of men. And when Jesus went down, when he went down to the seaside this particular day, the Bible says that he saw in his mind a pulpit on a boat. Because he saw a perfect opportunity to teach and to preach and then to test to see if he could find some fishers of men. Well, he saw these two empty boats and he asked permission to get in one of the boats, and the boat belonged to Simon. And he asked Simon to take the boat a little bit away from the land, and he taught from that boat. And after he was done teaching from the ship, verse 5 says that he turned to Simon and he said, launch out into the deep. In other words, don't settle for what's comfortable and don't be satisfied with the shore, but every now and then get motivated to launch out into the deep and be motivated to do more for the Lord, because Jesus isn't just looking for any old kind of fishers of men, but he's looking for some folk who want to stretch their faith and become deep water witnesses for the Lord. Now, I can hear somebody asking. I can hear somebody asking, where is the deep? Well, the deep is where the need is and where the nourishment is. The deep is where the hurt is and where the hallelujah is. The deep is where the growth is and where the grief is. The deep is where the pain is and where the power is. The deep is where the bondage is and where the freedom is. The deep is where the trial is and where the treasure is. And church, whether you know it or not, and whether you haven't heard it or not, God is calling us to do more than what's familiar and more than what's convenient and more than what's comfortable, because he wants us to get off the shore and to move out from the shallow water and grow in our faith, so that we can say to ourselves and so that we can say to the world that 1 year after the untimely death of George Floyd, and even if Congress doesn't pass the George Floyd justice and policing legislation, we can say to the world that deep in my heart, I still believe that even in the face of adversity, and even in the midst of injustice, we shall overcome someday. And so, church, God is looking for some deep water witnesses to do his work in the world. And so my only question is, why should we? And why must we follow Jesus' instructions and launch out into the deep and be a deep water witness for the Lord, who is busy fishing for lost fish? Well, the first reason we should launch out into the deep and be a deep water witness for the Lord is because out there in the deep, that's where we belong. If you're a child of God and you've been saved and you've been wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus, then out there in the deep and out there in the world is where you belong. Now, throughout the ministry of Jesus, people would always oftentimes criticize Jesus, and they would complain to Jesus about the fact that he hung out with publicans, and he hung out with Pharisees, and he hung out with tax collectors, and he hung out with adulterers, and he hung out with sinners. And they would say, what kind of man of God are you supposed to be? You're supposed to be a holy man, and you're supposed to be God's son. So why in the world are you hanging out with the people who don't act like you? And Jesus said, listen, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. And the well don't need a physician. And so when you see me out here in the streets kicking it with people and kicking it with folk that don't look like me and kicking it with folk that don't act like me, just know that not only did God send me here out here in the deep, but I also belong out here in the deep, because I'm trying to save some lost fish, and in the deep is where I belong. And church, one of the things that Jesus teaches us with his ministry is that once you get saved, don't just hang around other saved folk, but go out into the deep and go out into the world out where the lost folk are, and go out where the seekers are, and go out where the hurt folk are, and launch out into the deep and say, if I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can tell somebody that they're traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. Is there anybody here who just doesn't want to live for yourself, but you want to live to help somebody else, and you want to live to reach somebody else, and you want to live to pray for somebody else, and you want to live to be a blessing to somebody else? Somebody ought to give God some praise today, because God wants to send you out into the deep so that you can touch somebody else. And so if somebody criticizes you because of where you are and who you're with as you try to reach for the Lord, just tell them that the question is not why am I here, but the question is why don't you come over and help me here, because where I am is where I belong. And so, church, we should launch out into the deep and be a deep water witness for the Lord, because out there in the deep, where so many lost fish are, that's where we belong. But then lastly, church, lastly, we should launch out into the deep where so many lost fish are and be a deep water witness for the Lord, because that's what the church was made for. That's what the church was made for. See, church, this ship called the church was not made just for shallow water, but it was made to deal with the deep. In other words, it was designed to deal with the deep, and to deal with the storms of life, and to deal with those who are hard to reach, and to deal with those who don't want to even be reached, because the church was designed to make a difference in this world. And I'm not just talking about this church or some church down the street, but I'm talking about the church that Jesus hung on a cross for. I'm talking about the church that Jesus suffered for. I'm talking about the church that Jesus died for. I'm talking about the church that Jesus gave his life for, because the church of Jesus Christ was made for the deep, because that's where so many lost folk are sure to be found. And church, what I like about this ship called the church is that whenever the church goes out into the deep, it's gonna still stay afloat, because the church is not a rowboat, and the church is not a raft, and the church is not a surfboard, but the church is a sturdy ship, and the church is a steady ship, and the church is a solid ship, and the church is a secure ship, and the church is our Father's ship. So you can be sure that whatever comes our way, and whatever happens to the church, and whatever forces oppose the church is gonna stay afloat, because it's the old ship of Zion. And on this ship, one of the things that makes the ship called the church so unique, and one of the things that keeps the church afloat, is the fact that this ship is where worship is. This ship is where fellowship is. This ship is where leadership is. This ship is where lordship is. This ship is where stewardship is. This ship is where membership is. This ship is where discipleship is. This ship is where mentorship is. This ship is where friendship is. And this ship is where relationship is. And I'm so glad that this ship is where guardianship is, because God's gonna take care of his ship, and God is gonna watch over his leadership. Is there anybody here who can testify that God is going to lead his ship? And God is going to direct his ship. And God is going to love his ship. And God is going to provide for his ship. And God is going to open doors for his ship. And God is going to work things out for his ship. Because the gates of hell shall not prevail against his ship that is called the Church of Jesus Christ. And so, church, let's launch out to the deep, because the church was designed to speak truth to power, and the church was designed to fight against injustice, and the church was designed to advocate for what's right, and the church was designed to advocate for what's just, and the church was designed to advocate for what's true, and the church was designed to stand on the promises of God. And that's why we can stand any storm. And that's why we can stand any pandemic. And that's why we can stand against adversity, because we're standing on the promises of God. And I'm so glad that whatever God says, you can count on it, and you can rely on it, and you can depend on it, because God will do just what he said. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? If you believe it, say yeah. If you know it, say yeah. If you're glad about it, then let's give God the glory, and let's give God the honor, and let's give God the praise, and say hallelujah, hallelujah.